Good evening again. This is Bill. We are in Gorman, Texas. This is 6 April. We didn't record for the 5th April, so we'll just digress for now for a while to tell you what transpired on the 5th. We left McKinney, Texas, early in the morning. We were advised by the good innkeeper there to leave at 6 o'clock in order to miss the heavy morning traffic in Dallas, which was only 34 miles away. We traveled them 34 miles, and we hit the loop around Dallas instead of going straight through the town, and we got through very good. Except after we got off the loop, we missed our main road by just a couple miles. They were working on the road, and the lead in to the turnoff was a very small entrance, and we just drove by it. And we finally got into Gorman, Texas around 12 noon. And after a little scouting around, driving around in town and acquiring at the gas station, and a little prodding by Mary, we finally spotted a little VW red car sitting in front of a nice little red brick house. And in the doorway there was Sharon, and so we stopped the car and pulled in, and we were here with them just about all evening. Now I'll turn it over to Mothers. But before I do, I want to mention that the trees down here are all out again. The little flowers are out. Bridal wreath is coming, is in bloom, and the countryside is really green. I figure they're about at least a good 2 weeks ahead of us. Well, I'll turn it over to Mothers now.
Well, we landed in Gorman, and we found the family, and all are well. We've seen our great-grandchild, and I'm holding her now. She's very sweet, a very pretty baby. And Pep says it's the only one in the country, and so tis. And we met our grandson for the first time, and we are very pleased. And it was Sharon Lee all over again. She's really grown up. And I know that her mother will be proud when she writes to her about the baby off and on, because she sure has a nice grandchild. And I guess we all had supper and everything, and spent some time together. And William had to go to work about 10 o'clock, so we stayed with William's people, as where we are staying at night. And in the daytime, why, we are all together. So that is all for tonight.
Now, no trip is complete without a recap, so here we go. We were on the road 4 nights and 4.5 days. I estimated 5 days, but on account of the good roads, good luck, we picked up about a half a day. The total mileage on the trip from door to door was 1,719 miles. Our statistics on the trip came out just about as I figured them a week before we left on the regular triptych. The car worked fine. Hope it works just as good going back. Now, since this is the 6th, you've heard from Mothers, we're all here with the William Gray family. Well, we'll just go around all of them, except little Mary Jane. She'll have to holler in this the doggone thing in the next day or two. She don't do much hollering, but we'll get her voice on here some way. But here's Mr. William Gray. That's Sharon's husband. Here you are, Bill.
Well, here we sit, talking. Talking about the weather, how hot it is, how windy it is. Yes, it was. And, well, I hear the young one fixing to start up here, get her voice here pretty quick. She's been pretty good today, though. I think mother's has been holding her most of the day. She's gonna be spoiled. Well, I'll turn it over to Sharon here, Bill.
All right, then here's sit. All right, and here is Sharon. She don't know what to say. She says, but I'll ask her some questions if she don't know.
Okay.
You sit down here and tell them, well, I was glad they bums came down to see me.
I'll say that. Well, we're sure glad they both made it okay. Sure surprised that they both come out. We sure got a lot of nice gifts. More seems like Christmas again. I want some root beer. I really don't know what to say. Ask me some questions.
You just say what you want to say.
Oh. You
got a baby.
Yeah. I think I have the prettiest baby in town. She's been real good. Mm-hmm. Mother's is gonna spoil her. She likes Mother's belly.
Yeah.
She's been real good, though. Well, this is all I can say right now. Bye.
Well, Sharon and Bill are a little state-struck, I guess. They're not used to this. I don't know. But, as Mary says, we are staying with Billy Gray's dad, Mr. and Mrs. Harold Gray, which is maybe 4 or 5 blocks away from their place. We have they kindly consented to volunteer to put us up there, and of course we're eating here with Sharon and William. I got to put a little plug in here for this baby. It's a pretty little youngster, and it don't cry too much. Of course, it's got too doggone many nurses right now. That's the trouble. They don't leave it cry very much. Now, I don't know if Mother has anything else to say or not. She says not. So, if everything goes all right, we expect to start back to Mount Holly on the 11th and no later on the 12th. And by the way, our mail followed us through. We got our first forwarded letter today. It was forwarded by Mr. Coon. The weather today was hot. It was, I would judge 90. Our car thermometer showed 90. Whether that was in the sun or not, I don't know. But other than that, I guess we've told you everything. So that'll be all for tonight, and we'll record another time or two before we start back east. Good night. This is 6th April, 1967. Good afternoon. This is 9 April, 1967. We're at the Harold Gray home in Gorman, Texas. We just had a very delightful dinner. And everybody except William, I guess he's in the sack, and little Mary Jane's laying down. They're all sitting here in the living room. Maybe they want to say a little something that Mary Jane can listen to when she grows up a little bit, because I think we'll save this tape the same as we've saved all the others. I think Grandma Gray wants to say something to her right now. Come on, Grandma. This is Bill. This is 18 April 1967. We're at Gray's this morning. We had to interrupt our talk because I had to make an emergency trip, fly back to New Jersey to help bury my brother. But I returned and we're here today at the Grays again. Mother's just sitting here nursing little Mary Jane. Maybe you can hear little Mary Jane. Mary Jane, she's very accommodating. She, we wanted to get her crying a little bit so we'd get her voice back on the tape, take along home, and she's very accommodating. You heard, she really did it. That's all for now. Now the baby isn't crying. This is Bill again. I don't have anything to say right now. I've said all mine before the baby cries. But here's Mr. Gray. Maybe he's got something to say. That Mary Jane might want to hear after a while when she grows up. Mr. Gray?
We think we have an awful granddaughter. I forgot to say that I'm H.E. Gray. The grandfather, and we have immensely enjoyed the visit of the grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. William Rabber of New Jersey. We like and enjoy our daughter-in-law and our granddaughter. I don't have much to say right now, but I'm sure that later on I can tell you quite a bit. That's all I believe right now. Thank you.
What do you mean, Mr. Gray? Later on, quite a bit. You mean as the years grow older?
Yes.
Sharon, come on.
I'm busy still.
Yeah. All right. Sharon is busy sewing, and Grandma Gray's holding a baby, so I'll
take the baby until Grandma can say something.
Well, if Grandma wants to say something good, here comes Grandma Gray.
I'm talking, well, I'll play it back for you.
Well, this is Grandma Gray. Been a washing and ironing. Been a washing today.
Wait a minute.
She's been cooing at me and laughing at me. I don't have much to say, but I want to say that we sure have enjoyed Mr. and Ms. Ryder's visit. They say they're going to leave us tomorrow. And we sure are going to miss them. We're looking forward now to Mr. and Ms. Woods coming to see us. I guess that's all I can know to say right now. Thanks.
Yeah, Mrs. Gray done the wash the baby's and the family's wash this morning. You ought to seen the stack of diapers she had. Looked to me as about 200, but I guess there isn't that many. Well, that'll be all right now.
Is it ready? Well, we're all sitting here, and Mother's and Pap and Mr. and Miss Gray. Baby's throwing a fit. She wants a bottle. Pardon? Yeah, we hope this isn't the last family reunion. We'll all get together again. Billy's sleeping now, and he'll be up 5:30 for supper. Well, Mother's and Pap are leaving tomorrow. I guess Billy and I will be coming out to see him maybe Christmas or the summer. Well, the summer. Well, this is all I have to say right now. Okay.
Yeah, Sharon's bashful. She won't have anything to say till after this machine quits, and then she'll open up. I forgot to put on the tape that Mr. Gray gave us some pecan trees. He wrapped them up. He wrapped them up real nice for us and packed them in this Texas red clay, wetted them down real good, and he thinks they're whole. We'll give them a little water on the way and plant them as soon as we get home in hopes that we can have some Texas pecans in the yard. Well, that's all for me right now.